Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Hey, y'all, real quick, before you listen to this podcast, yo, I got a comedy album dropping on November 16th. I want you to do me a favor and go get the vinyl. They're only $20. The link is in the description of this episode. Again, can you do me a favor? Go get the vinyl. It's only $20. My comedy album, it's called My Edible Kicked In. Again, go to www.myediblekickedin.com and get you a Clint Coley vinyl. Also, remember I told y'all I was fundraising for a film? This helps. Help me out. Make it happen. See y'all later. Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in. New episode, Vice from, yeah, you get it. You know where I'm at. So I'm noticing a lot of y'all are discovering that I've been doing episodes on the low, excuse me. And let's keep it that way, all right? This is our little secret. But the crazy thing is I'm not saying nothing crazy, right? And again, it's only audio, but again, I just do not feel like having the relationship wars on Instagram. I don't feel like having relationship wars on Twitter. I don't feel like having relationship wars on Facebook. I just want to give you guys good conversation, good advice, and hopefully you take something out of it. And then at the same time, I'm not gonna lie, y'all, I'm doing this, man. Go buy a fucking album that I told you about at the beginning before this episode started, or do me a favor and come to a show. Also, when speaking of shows, man, I know a lot of y'all are like, why are your shows only in Philly? Real quick, give you a transparency moment. So I'm in Philly doing shows because I just need new material. And Philadelphia and New York, because that's I'll be sneaking up there too, are the only two places where I could do those shows and, you know, not really worry about what the audience is thinking or anything like that. When you live in LA, you always got to be on. That's just the bottom line, you know. So Philadelphia and New York is a great escape for me to work on new material, and nobody cares who the fuck I am or anything like that. You get to really just work out a joke and figure out what it is and how it is and what it is. So, you know, thank you guys for supporting my journey and my process. And that's what Clint Coley and Friends is. All right. So, yeah, I know y'all ain't come to hear that. Let's talk. You know, that's projecting. Let me stop projecting. As a matter of fact, let's stop projecting. Let's have that conversation today. Because I'm not going to lie, I didn't know what I was going to talk about. And I realized that I just projected on y'all. Like, maybe you guys do care about what I'm doing. And maybe you guys do support what I'm doing. And maybe you guys do go and check out the other podcasts and stuff like that. But a lot of times I'll be saying, like, y'all don't care. Who am I to say that? Who the fuck am I to say that? And we carry that same projection in relationships. Oh, yeah. Let's talk. Projection a lot of times is the reason why a lot of y'all get cut the fuck off. Give you a prime example. I had a girl that I was dating years ago, right? And she would always tell me how I feel. And I'm not going to lie, I've done that too. But let me give you this. I did it earlier, right? You know, like, damn, yeah. But let's go back to her. And then I'll take accountability myself. So she used to always express to me how I feel, like, you don't care, or you this, or you that. And it's like, why are you projecting these feelings onto me? I never said I didn't care. If you guys know anything about me, right, when it comes to not even just relationships, right, but when it comes to my personality, if you've been following this podcast for a long time, I am very direct. You do not have to wonder where the fuck you stand with me. Either I like you or I do not like you, right? But sometimes, right, sometimes what we can do is we can project you know, we're trying to project how the other person's feel, how the other person's feel. You know why we do it? Because we're fishing for them to tell us how they really feel. That's the fucking problem, right? So, prime example, right? So, you know, girl was, we was talking, right? And so, long story short, right, we had a great weekend. I was on the road with DL at the time, and we had a great, and mind you, it wasn't a one-night stand situation, but I'll tell you exactly the city I was in. I was doing a weekend with DL. I was in Chicago, and I met her at one of the shows. I met her the first show Thursday night, and we hung out all night after that. Like, we got pizza, you know, shout out to Deep Dish. We got pizza, and she was like, yo, what you doing this weekend? And I was like, yo, I'm just doing the show. She was like, yo, I would love to, you know, we could, you know, I could show you around the city, blah, 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 blah. Now, if anybody knows, also, if you guys know this too, I am a Chicago enthusiast. I love the city of Chicago. If you live in Chicago and you hear this, do me a favor and send me the bear emoji. Send me the bear emoji. Not because of the Chicago Bears. Send me the bear emoji because I like the College Dropout and I like the College Dropout bear. Send me the bear emoji. Right? But I love me some Chicago. Right? So I already kind of knew and had a good feeling of the city, but I allowed her to go out with me. Right? So we hung out all weekend. She stayed in my hotel. Of course, you know what happens. You know, what we was doing up in that hotel. But also on top of that, like, we had a really good fucking time, right? So, of course, you know, Monday after the weekend. So it's like, met her Thursday, Friday we hanging out, Saturday we hanging out, Sunday we hanging out, right? Monday comes along, right? And I was like, I said to her, right? So we woke up together Monday morning. My flight was later in the afternoon. And I told her, what are you doing today? Because I really liked hanging out with her. And she was like, I'm not doing anything today. Now, mind you, she does have a job, but I think at the time, it was the summertime, I think she had like 2-3 weeks off or some shit like that. Had a good job too. She worked at Groupon, but that's neither here nor there. So I was like, yo, what you doing today? And she was like, nothing. I was like, yo, I want to push my flight back to Tuesday and let's just spend one more day together, a day where I don't have to work. And she was like, yo, you would do that for me? I'm like, yo, we had a good weekend, right? Not only that, I'm going to be honest too, y'all, the pussy was amazing, right? Like, I liked her, but the pussy was amazing. I mean, let's have that conversation, right? Like, if I'm not going to lie, if the ass was trash, if it was trash, I probably wouldn't have asked that. But it was like the pussy was like the extra bonus, right? It was like we had a good time. I loved talking to her. I loved how she thought. Oh, and let's not forget, right? Like, her taste in music was superb. Go listen to the other podcast. Link is in the description of this episode. Y'all know what I'm doing right here. Stop playing. Anyway, her music taste, like, we was really clicking on a lot of cylinders. So I pushed the flight back. And we hung out all day that day too. Again, had sex, ate, talked, walked around. Like, it was a Chicago love story, right? Like, fuck Love Jones. Like, Clint Jones. That was ass. That was ass. That was ass. I'm sorry, y'all. See, y'all projected. Maybe y'all thought it was funny. But I think it's ass. I'm sorry. But let's keep talking. So I finally get on a plane and, you know, I leave, of course, and I want to keep in touch. Right. So I send her a text later that night, letting her know, like, I made it home safe, blah, 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 blah. She was like, cool. The very next day, I hit her up like, good morning, blah, 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 blah. She sends me a text back and says, you know, you're not obligated to wish me a good morning or anything like that. You got what you wanted. It was a great weekend, and let's just leave it at that. So my thing is, now you hear the projection in the first part of the conversation. It was, you got what you wanted, and you don't have to send me any good morning texts or anything like that. And I'm just like, whoa, 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 whoa. Time out. Flag on the place, sis. Right? Because here's the thing. I'm not sending no fucking good morning. Like, I left already. I live in Los Angeles. You live in Chicago. I don't have to send you a good morning text. You absolutely right. But I woke up this morning and I thought about you. I thought about you. And it wasn't just, like, again, I told y'all the pussy was great, but it wasn't just about that. It was the fact that, yo, like, I had a good time with you, and, yo, what my next follow-up text was going to be, yo, I would love to see you again. Would you like to come to L.A.? Can I come to Chicago? I always need a reason to come to the Shy. I always need a reason to come out to the Shy. Always. Always. But no, you projecting the feeling of you've probably done this with a nigga before. Maybe not to this extent, right? But I'm sure you probably, and he probably hurt you. So before you get hurt, what you're going to do is what? You're going to tell me how I feel so that you can protect your feelings. That is the dumbest shit you can ever do to somebody, because you are talking yourself right out of fucking blessing sometimes. And I'm not saying I'm a blessing to her, right? That's arrogant to think that. But my thing is, I could have, we don't know what we could have been. Now, okay, now let's go to the end of the story. I called her and I said, can I ask you a question? No, so first I texted back. I said, do you have a moment to talk? I knew she had a moment to talk. You ain't doing shit. You free. You said you was on vacation. So I called her and I said, is that really what you think? Do you genuinely believe that I got what I wanted and that I'm just sending you a good morning text to stay in touch or just to keep, like, cause you know, let's be real, y'all, right? And fellas, anytime you've had an out of town situation, ladies, anytime you've dealt with a nigga on an out of town situation, let's just talk about it from the male perspective. Fellas, we know for a fact that sometimes we keep tabs on a woman or we keep a line of communication open just in case we come back to Chicago at a later date. We still want the pussy.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
It's a fact. We do that. I'm not going to sit here and act like it doesn't happen. Right? I've done it throughout my entire, well, not mine, like a lot of my comedy career. Yes, I had a woman based in, you know, in Philly. I had a woman based in New York. I had a woman based in Charlotte. Had a woman based in Houston. Had a woman based in Dallas. Had a woman based in Oakland. Had a woman based in Seattle. Had a woman based in Phoenix. Like, yo, I'm gonna be honest with you. You asking, you want to know the answer, ladies? Yeah, yo, like I did have hoes in different area codes. Yes, I did. I'm not gonna sit here and sugarcoat it. Right? My time with them was my time with them. Had a chick in Kansas City. Yes, I had hoes. I had hoes. Like, I had them. I'm not going to lie. You thought I was just 770 and 405. That's my jam. Go listen to the other podcast. Link is in the description of this episode. But yeah, I did. And I oftentimes would definitely just keep a small line of communication with each of them just to make sure that when I come back to your city, you know what fucking time it is. But this girl was different. She was different. Like, it was very rare that I had something like that. And let me tell you exactly what was different about her, right? What I enjoyed about her was that she did not place an expectation on the situation. Because when we talked about it during our weekend, right, I was like, yo, do you really want a relationship? Like, what do you want right now, right? And she was like, I don't know what I want, right? But she says, I do know for a fact that if you lived here in Chicago, I would want you. I hit her with the, oh. Excuse me. You right? Okay, no problem. That's how you feel? Cool. Respect. Dope. Right? And also, what I liked about, or what was different about her was that she was somebody that I felt like, y'all ever meet somebody and it didn't feel like it was, like y'all didn't feel like y'all strangers? Like you felt like you've known this person for a long time, even though you've probably only known them for about 15 minutes. And when I say 15 minutes, I mean that like, you know, metaphorically, I don't mean that literally. But you've only known this person for a second, but for some reason that they, some odd, crazy reason, they have something that you just, you're instantly drawn to. And that's what it was for me. I was like, oh wow, like you, oh man, you get it. This is amazing. Right? And what was crazy is that I didn't understand where that came from. So let's go back to the projection. So when I call her, I wanted to have the conversation of, why do you think that I got what I wanted? Right? Because I made it clear to you didn't have to stay at my hotel room. You didn't have to do any of that. Us hanging out was not contingent upon pussy. It wasn't. It was a bonus. Thank you. I appreciate it. But I didn't need pussy. I wanted it, but I didn't need it. Like when I was on the road constantly, right? Sometimes you just want companionship. Sometimes you just want somebody to do shit with, right? Now y'all like, well, you had DL and blah, blah, blah. Y'all got to remember, y'all, DL's oldest daughter is the same age as me, which means he is old enough to be my dad. And guess what? I don't always want to hang out with my dad. Now, I wish I had my dad right now to hang out with. But I didn't always want to hang out with my pop. We just didn't have much in common, you know, to a certain extent, right? And me and DL don't have a lot in common per se. We don't. We never did. It was a strictly, like, I mean, yeah, it was, we love each other. Don't get me wrong. Like, DL's my guy, right? And I will always have a special place in my heart for him. But like, when it comes to like, he's not my friend. Daryl Lynn Hughley is not my friend. He was my boss. He was my mentor. He was my pop on the road. Him and Gary, I was on the road with guys who were older than me. So having her as a companion was fun. So when we talked about it, she says to me, look, like I don't want to get my hopes up. What? I mean, I understand that, right? But that's the way you don't get your hopes up, is by projecting? No, the way you don't get your hopes up is that you don't have any expectations on the situation. If I didn't call you, I didn't call you. But the fact that I did should tell you like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And I told her, I said, yo, straight up, I want to see you again. Don't ever project on me again. And what happens 2 weeks later? She projected again, right? She says, I thought you wanted to see me. I said, I do. She said, well, you busy with other hoes. What? No, I'm just on the road every fucking week, sis. I'm doing a show every weekend. So no, I do want to see you, but realistically, the only days I can come see you is Monday through Thursday. Now, unless you cool. Now, mind you, she didn't have her own place, right? So you live in Chicago. You don't have your own place. So now I gotta fly out there. I gotta get a hotel. Whatever. What? Boom. Right. That takes planning. Not to say that I'm not willing to do it, but we have to plan. And Monday through Thursday, you don't have the time because you fucking work. So me coming out there for a couple of hours is not advantageous for me or you. But you talking about something, I'm dealing with other hoes, which I was, right? But the point is, right, you don't owe me that, and I don't owe you that right now. Other hoes have nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you. But you projected. Now, I know your women is listening like, but you did, though. But the point is, that was, she didn't know that, and that wasn't her business. And I'm not going to lie to you either, right? But don't assume what I got going on. Projecting a lot of times could be the bane of some of y'all relationships and the bane of some of y'all existence. Because you're worried about the wrong fucking things. You're worried about things that legit don't matter. You know what matters? You right here, me right here, and us right now. That's what matters. Now let's keep talking, because fellas, you ain't off the hook either. We some projecting motherfuckers too. How many times you went out on a date, my man, thinking that a girl wanted to go out with you for your money that you don't have, by the way? Because if you did have money, then you would go to www.com and get you a My Edible Kicked In album. Link is in the description of this episode. But let's talk, fellas. How many times you've assumed that a woman is going out for food? Nigga, she can buy her own tacos. How many times have you gone on a date with a woman and you've said some dumb shit like, well, what do you bring to the table? Why? Because you're projecting the fact that you think all she wants is money again that you don't have. You're projecting. Projecting is the biggest dating on defense you can ever see. Projecting is legit dating on defense. And it doesn't work ever. Projecting never works. Projecting makes you roll your eyes. Now, just as much as I gave you a story about that woman projecting on me. Now, I've never projected in a sense where I thought a woman was dating me for money, or I thought a woman was dating me for an advantage because, you know, of what, who I am or what I've accomplished in my career. No, I've always, my projection was that I like you. I like you more than you like me. Because the way that I show feelings and the way that I show emotion is that I'm very good with my words. I'm very good with expressing to a woman straight up through words that, yo, this is how I feel. This is what I'm going through. Not what I'm going through, but this is how I feel. This is what I like. This is how I know I like you. This is how I hope you like me. But me, instead of me, you know, saying I like you, or, you know, giving her an opportunity to say, nah, I like you the same way you like me, I'm always projecting the fact that, yo, she don't like me like that. And I would make little snide comments saying that she don't like me like that. And ladies looking, y'all listening to this, and y'all like, yeah, that's a turnoff, nigga. Yeah, that is a turnoff. I understand that. I totally understand that. And you got to get better at it. We got to get better at it. Because you literally projecting somebody, like, because it's like this, man. You're on, why? Let's really break down why we're projecting. We're only projecting because we've been hurt. That's it. We're not projecting because you want to, or you really feel that way, right? You're projecting because somewhere along the line, somebody really hurt your feelings. And now what's happening is you want to sit there and you want to tell them how either they feel, or you want to prevent yourself from getting hurt. So you tell yourself these things so that you don't get hurt, or you're creating a narrative in your head that has nothing to do with them.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
Can we talk about it? GP, are you motherfucking with me? We both do it. Men project, women project. And that's how you date. That's how you date on defense. You know? You're projecting. Right? Like, think about it, right? Like, a woman thinking that a man, or a man thinking that a woman has, like, okay, fellas, you ever been on a, like, so let me tell you this, right? So I was on a date. I was dating this girl for about 3 weeks, right? And I wanted to move forward, right? I'm not saying we had to be in a relationship, but I just wanted to move forward. I wanted us to be dating exclusively, right? And I didn't want to ask her, right, that she, if she was dating other men. What I did was, again, projection. I said something. I was blah, 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 blah. But then I was like, yeah, but I would ask you to be exclusive, but I know for a fact you got a whole bunch of niggas lined up to date you, and why would you want to date me? You know what that is? That breeds no confidence. That breed, like, there's nothing worse to a woman, fellas, than a guy with zero confidence and you worried about shit you don't need to be worried about. I was worried about her talking to other guys. How do I know whether she is or isn't? I could have just been man enough to say, hey, yo, Lisa. Her name wasn't Lisa, by the way, but I'm thinking of Around the Way Girl by LL Cool J, which means you can go listen to Music is the Love Language podcast. Link is in the description of this episode. I was like, hey, Lisa. You know, I could have said, yo, Lisa, are you straight up? I like you. I want to date you exclusively. Are you dating other people? And if so, what do I need to do to make that? What steps need to be made so that I can be with you or only date you? You know what what women call that? Energy. And yes, I'm grabbing air as I'm saying it. Energy. Yes, come on, energy. Now, here's the thing, right? She may say, yo, bro, I'm not ready for that. She may say that. But you know, that's part of the game, my guy. That's part of the game. If you feel like you ready for that and she not, that's okay. That's part of the game. And you make your decision from there. You say, all right, well, she not ready for that. Cool. I got to move on. Or you say, yo, she say she not ready for that. All right, well, look, I'll keep waiting it out. Let's keep dating. Let's keep talking. Let's keep, you know what I'm saying? All of that matters, bro. But we project a lot of times the wrong shit because we don't want to get hurt. So me, I'm telling her she got other niggas. So in my mind, I can feel better about it. I can feel better about it. So I can protect my feelings. Man, fuck your feelings. There's no space, right, for answering a question for somebody that you didn't even ask. You telling yourself that. I had a girl one time. Not every time, but a lot of times she would call me. I wouldn't answer the phone. But it's not because I wasn't answering the phone. She just didn't know when I was busy. My schedule is, you know, always back and forth and I'm doing shit, right? But let's take a step further, right? Every time she would call me and I couldn't pick up, what I would do is I would say to her, yo, hey, I'm doing this, 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 and this right now. Can I call you back? But what you assuming is that I'm with somebody else. That ain't my problem. That's not my problem. You can assume all you want. I'm sitting here telling you this is why I'm not answering the phone. This is why. Like, I'm telling you straight up, hey, this is why I'm not answering the phone. Has nothing to do with you, has nothing to do with the situation. It does not mean that I'm ignoring you. What it means is that I'm busy and I'm going to call you back, and I'm letting you know that. But in your mind, you thinking in your head, like, you think the worst. We all do it. I be having a pessimistic attitude too, fellas, sometimes. And then don't forget, we also project in relationships. For those of y'all who's not just dating, for those of y'all who listen to this and you got a girl or you got a guy, we do that all the time. That was one of my biggest flaws, that I'm over here telling my lady how she's supposed to feel, or anytime she doesn't show the way that she doesn't show that she cares the way I feel like you should show you care, I got an attitude. That's selfish behavior, bro and sis. Selfish. That's motherfucking selfish. Let's just, we calling a spade, right? Like, we don't have to, we got to do better. This whole stems from the fact that at the beginning of this podcast, I project the fact that y'all don't care about anything else that I got going on. But let's be real. Those of y'all who've listened to this podcast, and when I was doing live podcasts, y'all showed the fuck up. Y'all showed the fuck out. Y'all bought my book. I signed your book. You do care. That's the reality. But I'm projecting the fact that y'all don't care because, you know, I'm hurt by the fact that, you know, maybe some of the numbers from my new podcast don't reach this podcast. But also, this podcast is 4 or 5 years in the fucking making. The other podcast is less than a year in the making. Give it some time. It ain't always about that. It may not be the fact that y'all don't care, right? How do I know that? I don't know what you're doing while you're listening to this in your Honda or your Beamer or your Legend or your Benz. I don't know. What I do know is that I do have your ears right now. And I should be appreciative of that. And fellas, that goes for you. If a woman's attention, you did enough to get her attention. Keep it by not projecting, and keep it by worrying about things that you can control. And you know what you can control? Planning dates, going out, and being the best version of you that you could possibly be. That's what you can control. Ladies, you know what you can control? You can't control whatever hoes he got or anything like that. You can only control you and showing up. Show up. And when I say show up, I don't mean just fucking be there. I mean show up and be present. Show up and really say to yourself, he may not have an agenda. Date on offense. That's it. We don't have to make this so hard. We don't have to make this so difficult. We have to stop overthinking with each other. Overthinking steals the joy of the moment. It steals the joy of the moment. You deserve joy. Y'all having a good day, you having a good week, you deserve that. You earned that. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You deserve a good fucking time with somebody. I don't know how else to put it, but that's what you deserve. And I want that for you. That's it. You know, told y'all I'd just come here, give you a quick message, tell you what's been on my mind and my heart. But today wasn't even on my mind and my heart. But I caught myself being projecting on y'all. And I apologize. I'll do better. And I expect you to do better. Don't forget, I'm in Philly. Get your tickets to the shows, August 22nd and August 29th. And if you support me, if you could do me a favor, go on www.myediblekickedin.com and go get you a vinyl. That's all I ask. And if you can't, you can't. I understand. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for laughing. This podcast is over.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.